Well, it's good to be back. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Reverend Andy Lees. I'm your symbol for summer. If I'm here, it's hot. But I love coming here. Well, if you were here 2 weeks ago, I started my sermon with a joke that bombed like a Led Zeppelin. So let's try this one. And Chester, my wife over there, told me to type it out so I don't get it wrong this time. Here goes. There was a farmer who was a bit of a show-off. He always had to have the best of everything. That even included his dog, which he wanted to be the best among the dogs of his duck-hunting friends. To impress them, he started to train his dog to retrieve by walking on water. Took a while, but he eventually succeeded. The next time they all went hunting, he waited until a shot hit a duck, which fell into the lake. Off went his dog, which calmly walked upon the water, picked up the duck, and returned it to dry land as the other dog struggled to swim back out of the lake. He waited, but nobody said anything. So he said to the guy next to him, "Did you notice anything unusual about my dog?" "Well, actually, I did," said his friend. "I noticed your dog can't swim." Applause, applause, applause. Thank you, Colleen. I'll give you the $20 when we're is over. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. That was a quirky introduction to today's gospel story, a miracle in which Jesus walks on the water. Matthew, more than any other of the gospel writers, is focused on telling his readers, largely a Jewish audience, who Jesus is and why he is the long-promised Messiah. So, who is Jesus? If we met him on the street, would we know him? When we receive communion, we sometimes repeat the acclamation, "Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." We believe not only that Christ has come, but on that day in the future, in some mysterious way, he will return. So it begs the question, if it happened in our lifetime, would we recognize him, or would he just sink into the media mire? We do have plenty of paintings in our churches and museums, but they're only fanciful representations done by the artist. And many of them seem to show a Jewish Jesus as a white Caucasian. And in today's scripture, a group of Jesus' own disciples have difficulty recognizing Jesus. They don't know that the figure who walks along the roaring waves is none other than Jesus himself. The disciples are in a boat. They've just witnessed feeding the 5,000. And now Jesus has sent them across the Sea of Galilee so he can pray alone. But he's sending them into a raging storm. They don't know that the figure who walks towards them is none other than Jesus himself. At dawn, they see a terrifying sight, a figure. Could it be a ghost coming towards them? Oh, lost my place. At dawn, they see a terrifying sight. A figure, could it be a ghost, is moving toward them on the sea. Confuse myself with bad grammar there. It's really bad grammar. Then Jesus spoke to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." It seems even when Jesus spoke to them, they still were not sure. For it is then that Peter said something rather odd. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out on the water." Don't you find that strange? Peter has been doing some thinking. "Lord, if it is your command, if it is you, command me to risk my life, to tempt death, and walk across 6,000 fathoms of dark, threatening sea." He could just as easily have said, Lord, if it is you, command me to stick my hand into the fire. Or Lord, if it is you, command me to jump off a skyscraper. But only if it is you. We can see that Peter was uncertain that the voice was the voice of Jesus until that voice commanded him, come on out, the water is fine. But this story doesn't exist in isolation. It began 2 years before with Jesus calling a group of very ordinary people to drop their nets, leave their families, and venture forth with him on a perilous journey called discipleship. Why would we here find it strange for one of those people to now say, Lord, if it is you, call me to get out of the boat and walk on the waves? How does the old hymn go? Jesus calls us all the tumult of life's wild, restless sea. In our joys and in our sorrows, Christian, come and follow me. But in today's gospel, Jesus doesn't simply call us o'er the tumult. Jesus calls Peter into the tumult. Jesus calls Peter out of the boat, safety, and onto the waves, danger. Peter, on the basis of all his past experiences with Jesus, calls out, Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on the waves. What a challenge to our faith. How would we answer in Peter's situation? Would we risk sacrificing all to follow Jesus? Because that is what is being asked of Peter. But the good news is that when Peter ventured forth, even though the going was tough, even though he almost sank and perished, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him at just the right moment. He helped Peter back into the boat. He stifled the wind and the waves, and Peter was saved. But here's the thing. If Peter had not ventured forth, had he not obeyed the call into the water, then Peter would never have had this great opportunity for recognition and rescue by Jesus. Another old hymn comes straight to mind. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It sounds easy, but I wonder if too many of us, myself included, are merely splashing about in the safe shallows and therefore have too few opportunities to really trust our faith. Let us remember that Peter's reward was that he actually did walk on the water in faith till he let his faith falter. If we want to be close to Jesus, this story implies we have got to act on his promises by trusting them 100% in risk and in venture. To say of Jesus, as the disciples said at the end of today's gospel, truly you are the Son of God, is to say that Jesus is the one who is able to show us the true nature of God. Jesus is the embodiment, the very presence of God. So if he asks us, we can trust. So Jesus is the one who is able to command us in the name of God to do amazing, risky, godly tasks. So do something. Quit that sin. Forgive the one who hurt you. Still your doubts. Volunteer. Get out of the paddling pool and jump into the deep end of faith. Then, like Peter, you'll have your own story to tell. Amen? Amen. I've spoken in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.